This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. He said he'd be back, and this weekend he is.
Quarant, where's the fire coming from?
Behind you, roof next to the diner.
Cover me, guys.
Yes, sir.
How are you, Sheriff?
Old.
That, of course, is Arnold Schwarzenegger, former governor of California, in his new movie, The Last Stand. But can the 66-year-old governator still move tickets as an action hero, or will fans have trouble seeing him as something other than a politician and the man who messed up a marriage with Maria Shriver? The Takeaways movie date team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, are here with their thoughts on politics and Hollywood. Hi, team.
Hi.
Hi, Amy.
Schwarzenegger plays Sheriff Ray Owens. Kristen, tell me about the movie.
He's the sheriff of a very small, sleepy border town in Arizona where he doesn't see much action. The worst thing that ever really happens is maybe a cat's in a tree. But then things
dun, dun, dun.
His job goes off the hook when suddenly a very famous drug kingpin escapes the authorities and makes a beeline for the border through his small town. And is he going to be able to stop this guy along with a bunch of no-good deputies who don't know what they're doing?
Oh, I'm breathless. Rafer, Schwarzenegger's last major action film was T3, Rise of the Machines, in 2003. Feels like ancient history. So how did he come across in Last Stand? Is he as enjoyable as he was, for me, in True Lies, The Terminator, even Kindergarten Cop? I liked him in that.
I think part of the problem with this film is that Schwarzenegger's physicality is a little diminished. You know, you do hear him making some jokes about his age, but it is kind of showing. You know, the great thing about Schwarzenegger was always that he was such a wonderful bull, and he was so good at wrecking China shops back in the day. Here, he looks a little slower, a little pokier. His face isn't quite as expressive as it used to be. And a lot of the action in this movie is handled by his other co-stars. So for me, that was a bit of a disappointment, and I think that might be for other viewers as well.
Schwarzenegger, certainly not the first actor to go into politics, most famously our former president Ronald Reagan. Clint Eastwood, Al Franken, just a few other examples of movie or TV personalities who have run for office. Rafer, why does that happen? What is the synergy here between politics and Hollywood?
Well, I think once you become a public figure and you have everyone's attention, I think for certain people you realize that you can use that as a bully pulpit, and actually, instead of just stumping for a cause, you can really put through some legislation. I'm sure it's pretty tough to resist wielding that kind of power. I think for a lot of stars, though, the politician phase of the career winds up being the last one. I think aside from Clint Eastwood, it's pretty tough to think of any major movie stars who have held a real public office of some kind and then gone back into a successful movie career.
What about the other way around, Kristen? Do you think a politician like Schwarzenegger loses any credibility if he starts acting again?
Well, he would have had to have credibility first as a politician, right? In order to lose his credibility as an actor. And I, no offense to the governor, I'm sure that some people love him as a politician, but I think most of us have always kind of thought of Schwarzenegger as he's that action guy. And I think if anybody can make a comeback into action movies, it might be him.
Some actors do not run for office, but they do become very involved with lobbying and campaigning and supporting causes. Fracking in New York State is a good example. We've got celebrities involved that include Mark Ruffalo, Gwyneth Paltrow, Anne Hathaway, Hugh Jackman. Rafer, do you see their politics seeping into their roles or into their movie choices?
Not always, but sometimes I think it can become an issue. You mentioned fracking. You know, most famously recently, Matt Damon made that film with John Krasinski, Promised Land, about fracking in a small town. And Matt Damon took a little heat for that. He got ambushed by a conservative filmmaker at an event who, you know, basically accused him of making this anti-fracking biased film. I've seen the film. It is fairly anti-fracking. But I do think that sometimes, you know, if you are out there calling for change and raising your voice in favor of one party or another, it can sometimes seep into your movie appearances.
Thank you, Rafer.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you.
In addition to hosting the Movie Date podcast, Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer is culture producer for The Takeaway. You can always subscribe to Movie Date at moviedatepodcast.org. This is WNYC.